This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we're here in Miami this week to focus on the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term. We're going to start with one of the most important people in this city, the mayor, Tomas Regalado. He was elected mayor back in 2009. He came here as a boy from Cuba, and I started our conversation by asking him what makes Miami so unique.
Miami is one of the most diverse cities in the world. I mean, 60-some percent of the people living in Miami were born outside the United States.
You included?
Me included. I came as a child. And after that, you know, after the Cubans, we have the Haitians and we have the Nicaraguans. We first had the Puerto Ricans, of course. Then we have the Dominicans. Actually, Miami, I guess, is the only city that officially has an area called Little Havana, Little Haiti, Little Managua, Little Tegucigalpa, you know. So we got little, many, and people are almost used to seeing that. I think that Miami is what the United States will be in 25, 30 years.
Now, in addition to being a multicultural city, it is also a city economically of highs and lows. You have some of the richest and the poorest here.
That is true. We have pockets of extreme poverty in the city of Miami, and we have people that are very rich. You know, we have in this area houses that would go for $12 million.
Is there any way to fix that problem, though, to make it so that there's a stronger middle class, that Miami is known not for rich and poor, but for a strong middle class?
I think we can, and what we're doing now, actually, it's that Miami is trying to become like Dallas, a city that would be a regional center for investors' visa. I think that we have to seize the opportunity with Latin America and Asia to bring investors to Miami.
Now, you came here as a boy in the 60s. You have now become the mayor of the city of Miami, which is about as close to the American dream as you could find. Do you think that that is still possible for immigrants who come to this city and this region in 2013?
Yes, absolutely.
For everybody?
Yeah, for everybody. I think that they just need to, number one, understand that this is a country of law. Understand that they have to follow the rules. Understand that they have to work and not live off handouts. And, you know, by doing that, people can succeed. I mean, there are so many success stories in the city of Miami.
But I know that this city also is known to some degree for corruption going back years, that
right.
Some projects don't get done for the people
right.
because of corruption.
Right. And so now the people are really focusing on being a watchdog of the government, which I think is fantastic. I think that now we are up to a test, that there's no shenanigans going on here, no corruption, no bribery, to the level of the big government.
Well, one of the things that we've heard as we've been here speaking with people is that Miami is sort of obsessed with this idea of becoming well-known around the world as the playground of the rich and famous.
Right.
That they're willing to embark on projects, whether it be the American Airlines Arena or the Marlins Stadium or anything like that, to have these things that make them a real world-class city. Do you think that the city goes too far sometimes in trying to show off to the rest of the world?
Yes, I think the city and the county had gone too far. As a council member, as a city commissioner, I was called sometimes a naysayer because I said, hey, don't give these people money, you know. But, you know, majority rules, and my colleagues fund a stadium and fund a tunnel and fund the museums and all that. They have to be careful when they talk about giving away public money.
What can the rest of the country learn from Miami? What do you wish that Miami would impart on the rest of the other cities in the United States?
Learn about how Miami survived the crisis and is coming back as a great city by doing what every family in the U.S. did at the time and is doing now, living within its means. I know that this is very difficult for Washington to understand, but I was not going to kill a city to save a government. And for me, that was very important. And you know, I bet on that, and I won. I think Miami is coming back.
Mayor Tomas Regalado of the beautiful city of Miami, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.